Good morning, members. I'm in.
Good morning, Chair.
Sorry, my dearest, it's the load shedding and I was struggling. My network and everything was off. But I'm here now. Good morning. Marcel, can you fly the agenda for us, please?
Good morning, Chairperson and members. I'll do so now.
Okay. Okay, members, good morning on this Tuesday morning. Let me firstly apologize that I am late, but it's due to the network and the load shedding. So the agenda for today's meeting is in front of us, opening and welcome. Then it's apologies, consideration and adoption of committee meetings. And then also we will do our first term program and the second term program, that's the proposed program. And then any other business and closure. And we have a move for the adoption of the agenda, please.
Chair, I move for adoption of the agenda.
Thank you, Member.
You 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Yes, literally seconds. Greetings, everyone.
Morning, members. Let me welcome you all to this meeting. And I will ask Marcel then to flight our agenda, our minutes. It's not going to be a long meeting because we are just going to do the committee processes and then also the program for the first and second term, the proposed programs. And then at the end, Marcel will just give us also an overview on the on our trip that we're supposed to have done this week. So we will get an update on that. So members, this is the minutes of the 6th of September. I know everybody has received the minutes. So, sorry. So can we first see if there is any corrections in the set of minutes? If there's none, I will need a mover and a seconder for the set of minutes, please.
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes as true reflection. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Nkosi. Is there a seconder?
Dungeni seconded, Chair.
Thank you, Member Dungeni. The next one, Marcel. Okay, this is the minutes of the 13th of September. Is there any corrections that you noticed on the minutes? All members were present in this meeting. It's only Member Chabaling that had an apology. If there is no corrections, can we have a mover and a seconder, please?
Dungeni moves for the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Thank you, Member Dungeni. Is there a seconder?
I second, Chair Nkosi.
Thank you, Member Nkosi. The next set, Marcel. Minutes of the 10th of November. All members were present in the meeting. Is there any corrections, members? If there's no corrections, can we have a mover and a seconder, please?
Chair, move for adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Member Chamberlain.
Member Christians will second, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Christians. Is there another set, Marcel?
Yes, Chairperson, we have one more set.
Okay.
Chairperson, you are muted.
This is the minutes of the 15th of November. Members, all members were present. Is there any corrections that you noticed on the minutes? If there is no corrections, can we have a mover and a seconder for this minutes, please?
Baja moves, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Baja. We need a seconder. Thank you, Member Lee. Okay, thank you, members. Now we will move to the program. You can continue, Marcel.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, members. Good morning to all once again. Chairperson, this is the draft first term program for our committee for the first term of 2023. Please note that the dates are not confirmed dates. I haven't received the final NCOP program for the first term of the new year. So these dates are approximate dates in terms of where we usually have these types of aspects, Chair. So usually in February, we start with the State of the Nation, we have the budget speech, and then we have between the end of February and the first week of March, we have the NCOP strategic planning session. Chair, it's also in this planning session that the committees also have their breakaway sessions and also come up with the committee's strategic plan, where we focus on what the committee will be doing as committee work, its study tours, its oversight. So all of that culminates within the NCOP strategic planning session in March. Chair, further than that, we have scheduled a proposed briefing with the Department of Social Development on the annual report. Just move down. We have scheduled a briefing by the Department of Health on the annual report that is closer to mid-March. And then after that, we have public holidays. And then the week of the 27th to 31st of March, there seems to be a provincial week. And that would be the end of the first term, Chair. It's a very short term for us in terms of our meetings, but it's usually a program that is packed with NCOP work. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Marcel. Members, we must take note of this. It's just a preliminary program. And as we will receive the program from the NCOP, we will finalize the whole program, but this is our proposed program for the first term. Can we move for the adoption of this?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Yes, Chairperson, is Member Luthuli.
Yes, Member Luthuli.
Yes, I would like to move for the adoption of the proposed first term program, bearing in mind that there are still dates that needs to be put in. So I move for the adoption.
Thank you, Member Luthuli. Is there a seconder?
Yeah, I second the adoption of the tentative the program with the tentative dates. Thanks.
Thank you, Member Chabaleng. Marcel, the second term.
Chairperson, this is the proposed second term, bearing in mind, like we have already stated, we are waiting for dates based on the NCOP program. But what our program would look like would be dealing with the Department of Youth and Women the week of April the 19th. We do know for sure that the National Health Insurance Bill will be referred to us either by the end of this term or in the new year, Chair. We have already been referred the Fundraising Amendment Bill, which is a DSD bill, and that those two briefings are scheduled for the 26th of April. We will run those bills concurrently, Chairperson. I have checked with the provincial liaison officers, and they have assured me that they are able to run concurrent bills, Chair, in the provinces. We then have the briefing in the provinces of both bills, Chair. Further to that, we've got 2 weeks set for the public hearings. By the 24th of May, we would like to do our negotiating mandates on the National Health Insurance Bill as well as the Fundraising Amendment Bill. The week thereafter, 31st of May, we're looking at finalizing those two bills. Then we'll have an interaction with the Central Drug Authority, Chair, on the annual report and an update on the National Drug Master Plan. We then also propose meeting with the NYDA on the annual report. And then, Chair, we'll have closed our session with the adoption of minutes. There is a constituency period of a considerable length. I think it's a month. We have jotted we have scheduled the joint study tour again for the Republic of Korea. I just want to mention, Chair, that I had said during the NCLP session, strategic planning sessions, we do again revise the list of study tours and oversights that the committee intends on taking. And we are still intending to do the South Korean study tour. I must just mention that with the last attempt to do the study tour, unfortunately, the embassy, the South African embassy in South Korea, weren't able to furnish us with a program in time. The meetings that we should have had been set up with, they were struggling to get our counterparts in terms of the Ministry of Health and Education, the universities, the schools on board. They were having difficulties with that chair, and for that reason, without a program, obviously, we couldn't embark on that study tour that was supposed to have happened this week. We are hoping to communicate with them early in the new year so that we do have confirmation well in advance, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Marcel. Sorry, ma'am. Thank you, Marcel. We will. I'm looking now for a member for the adoption of this proposed program, which includes our international study tour. Is there a mover?
Christians move.
Sure.
Thank you. Member Christians, Member Chabling, are you second?
Yeah, I was seconding it with the just the line that I think we should start engaging the embassies now for next year.
Yeah.
So that they know that this will be our preferred dates. If there's any other thing, then they can advise us differently rather than wait for next year.
Yeah, thank you.
Man. I don't know how their cycle of work goes, but you know, the earlier we make contact, the better. Like Marcella said, that she'll do it earlier. But
yeah. Thank you, Member Chabane.
So I'm seconding it on those grounds.
Yes. Now, let me also just give you the assurance that our staff did their bit and their part, but it was really the issue of the embassy. So Marcel is hands on with the embassy on that date so that we don't get disappointed. But luckily it is the weather won't be so cold in June in South Korea. So members, that is it. And thank you very much for accepting my apology, but it is due to our unforeseen problems that all of us experience during this difficult time with ESCOM. And we'll see each other this afternoon. I will do the statement on the Children's Amendment Bill in the House. And I really need to thank all of you for your hard work. Sorry that we got this bill finished in time. Excuse me. So we've got next year, we've got those two bills that we really need to finalize so that we can just move on. Thank you very much, members, for your indulgence with me this morning. And also for the participation in this meeting.
Excuse me, Chairperson. Sorry, Chair, before you close, if you can just spare me a minute before you close. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Marcel. You can come, Ms. Marcel.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just wanted you also to remind members or alert members that we have been referred we have been sent a referral jointly with the Portfolio Committee on Social Development to endorse a recommended list for an appeals tribunal. The process previously for this tribunal, Chair, was that the department would deal with it. The new process advises them that they have to have the endorsement of both committees at Parliament. They have already done their interviews. They've got their recommended candidates, Chair. So the idea is they would come and brief us jointly with the PC and just inform us on this process, and then for the two committees to just endorse the recommended candidates that they have selected, Chair. We are proposing that this meeting happens on Wednesday, the 30th of November, jointly with the Portfolio Committee on Social Development. It shouldn't be a very long meeting, Chair. It's just for the department to give us a background to the process and what it entails, and then also give us the list of the candidates that they've recommended. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for reminding me, Marcel. I forgot about that one. But thank you very much, members. See you this afternoon in the sitting. This meeting is adjourned.